Alright guys, welcome to the first edition of this podcast. It's gonna be called, this podcast is gonna be called Huey's Thoughts. I was originally on a podcast, BYOB. I did it at school. We did it for credit, which was fantastic, and I'm also doing this for credit, but I'm going to start continuously doing this because I want to put it out on multiple platforms. If you hear me get mad or anything, it's because I'm doing it while I'm driving, because for me, I feel like that's the best time that I really think and just get my thoughts out. So normally these podcasts would be 20 to 40 minutes. They take about an hour to edit around, depending on all the effects I do, but that's normally what's up. It will be around a 5 to 7 part series, I would imagine. Might go to 10, but we'll see. But yeah, so each podcast, I thought I'd just bring up a topic. Obviously sports, considering that we did BYOB, that's what we talked about. On that, I was mostly just about, I was kind of like the sports guy, but like hockey wise, like we all did sports, but hockey was my main thing, and soccer. But for what I'm going to do is each podcast, I'm just going to have like a different topic. So as you know, I love hockey, but I also love the city of Toronto. And something that happened recently since I've been home was Kawhi Leonard coming to Toronto and winning an NBA championship. Now, the city erupted. It went nuts. And I didn't think they were going to make it this far just because of the curse that Toronto teams really has. Whenever Toronto teams make it to a certain like point, they always fail. And I remember I went out to dinner with my parents, and it was when Kawhi made that shot against Philly. And when he drained it, the place erupted. Like, I didn't know, I guess you could say, how big basketball was in Toronto until he hit that shot. And when he hit that shot, went home and like checked the news, and the streets of Toronto started flooding. So that's basically what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about just, you know, the impact in Toronto and what the Raptors have done. And then I'm going to touch upon that for the next 20 to 40 minutes. So to start it off, I'll just mention, not a lot of people look at Toronto to be a basketball city, not even to Canada for a basketball country, but over the past years, more and more players are going to the NCAA, the Toronto Raptors are getting better and better. With Kawhi coming to Toronto, it could not have helped us so much, just because of the media coverage. We're playing on ESPN. We're having one of the best records ever in the NBA. But it just shows that even though Canada, like Toronto in general, isn't a basketball city, just like, you gotta just rethink that, because everyone looks at it as like, oh, Leafs, it's a Leafs town, it's a Leafs city. But here's the thing. The Leafs and the Raptors have completely, totally different fan bases. And the reason why I say this is because just if you go to a game like I have, I've been to both. And the thing with Leaf games is there's a lot of corporate suits. A lot of corporate suits that sit down and really like in the lower bowl. Because those lower bowl tickets are super expensive. But when you go to a Raptor games, the people, like, it's different. It's different clientele there. It's a lot more cheaper. I would have to say the one thing, it's very diverse, which is what Canada really thrives on. Canada is such a diverse city that we're okay with that. We don't care if, like, there's no suits in the crowd. Some people say it makes, like, for a better crowd. Who knows, right? Everyone has their own opinion. But at the end of the day, the atmosphere coming to Toronto it's nuts. Everyone knew that coming to the ACC for the Raptors, that they're going to have a hard time playing. Now, one of the other things that really surprised me was how much flack that Drake was getting for, like, supporting the Toronto Raptors and, like, how much he's done. But, like, I understand if you're not from Toronto and you don't really understand, like, what he means to your city, but not even that, just from, like, for me being in marketing and looking at it, he's done an unbelievable job just marketing the team. Like, everything he's done, when our slogan when it comes, We the North, he created that. He creates so much publicity that we never had before. Until Drake came along, everyone didn't even know who we are. Considering not a lot of people know where Canada is, some people do, some people don't, but I feel like what Toronto Raptors did, what they did is they put us on the map. I know when I came home, all my friends back home just continued wanting to play basketball. Like, they're really improving the country and just showing them that, like, it's not just a one-sport country. It's really, like, basketball's on the rise. And now, I don't know much about basketball, not as much as the other guys did on the BYOB podcast, but what I could tell you is everyone's saying that, like, well, let's go on to this point. A lot of people are saying that Kawhi won't re-sign with us. Okay. Whether he does or whether he doesn't, I honestly think his viewpoint on the city of Toronto and the country of Canada is going to change, but it's not only going to change, like, his perspective, is other people in the NBA are going to look at his time in Toronto and be like, damn, I really like that, I really enjoy that, like, I want that. Like, they may not have gotten that anywhere else. But here's what I don't understand is, like, why wouldn't Kawhi want to sign here, right? Like, he'd be considered royalty. Like, literally royalty. Like, you have people downtown Toronto throwing up Kawhi and dine. He could literally eat in every single restaurant in Toronto for free. They even give him, I think I saw something on Twitter the other day that they're going to give him a penthouse, one of the most expensive penthouses in Toronto. They're just going to give it to him if he signs for the Raptors. Like, this is nuts. Like, the city is going to go crazy. Like, if he signs, whether or not, like, just that Kawhi watch that everyone's, like, waiting for him to sign is going to be epic. And I just can't stress it enough. And I honestly do think he'll sign. But then again, there's always that, like, that feeling of coming home. Like, I know if I was a professional athlete and, like, the feeling of, like, hey, I want to go home and play for the team that I literally supported my entire life and cheer, like, I get that feeling. But in LA, I don't think he'll be as big as he would be in Toronto. He's just living in the spotlight of LeBron James. And I, like, obviously, everyone's like, yeah, but that's quiet. Maybe it is. Maybe he doesn't want to be in the spotlight. And maybe LA is a perfect place for him. But I honestly really think, no matter how much he smiled or didn't smile while he was in Toronto, which I find it funny how people always, like, classify that as the biggest thing, I just really think he enjoyed his time here. And I do think he's going to come back. Because if he comes back to the Toronto Raptors, look at it this way. They could probably win another championship. Like, not a lot of players are leaving. Marcus Gasol signed for a lot of money. But, like, Kyle Lowry's still, like, doing well. He's still in his prime or just, like, peaking at the right moment. But if you go to LA, you're going to be joining, like, considering a dream team with LeBron and Anthony Davis. And what I hate about this is that this is what I don't like about basketball, is, like, dream team, it's just, like, it becomes no fun to watch. Like, you know who's gonna win. The one league that I really like is the English Premier League. And I know we're getting off topic from basketball and to soccer, but I'm just using this reference. The reason why I like the English Premier League is a lot of times it's very unpredictable. You never really know who's gonna win the game. And when people make bets, that's why so many people bet on soccer matches, is because it's nuts. You could win so much money. Now, sorry, I'm not trying to get off to a betting thing. I don't even bet. I never have, but I know people that do, and it's just very, you can't even enjoy the game because you put money on it. It's more or less they want to make money, but I guess that's the thing of betting. But going back to it, I think Kawhi will stay in Toronto. I don't think he'll stay for a while. Like, if he does sign a contract, I think he'll sign like a 1 or 2 year deal. The reason why I say that is just because, like, I don't know how long he really wants to spend here, right? And the biggest thing with Canada, and like when people say they come to Canada, money has a lot to do with the talk. The reason why I say this is because our taxes here are nuts. So let's say I'm getting $50 million, or Kawhi's getting, like, obviously he's not going to get this, but he's going to get more. But if he gets $50 million, taxes wise, because he's one of the rich, he'll get taxed $25 million. So the salary that he's getting is $25 million. And I know what you're saying, like, oh, it's still a lot of money. No, I get that. But if he went to LA, he'd be getting probably $50 million, because I don't know what the state tax is out there. But either way, that's still a lot of money. Now it goes into the aspect of, is it about the money or is it about playing basketball? And then here's another argument that a lot of people are saying, is that if he goes to Toronto, it's more about the money because we could offer the money. Whereas if he goes to LA, it's because he's coming home. And that's how people will sell it. And I totally agree with that. I totally get that. But, like, what would you do in those shoes? Like those guys are making so much money, it's ridiculous. Like, you can't justify that you do the same thing. Like, you're telling me that if you got that check put in front of you, you do the same thing, or you wouldn't do the same thing? Like, nobody knows that. Nobody knows exactly what they're gonna do. But I honestly think he will. I hope he does. I think if he doesn't, it might kill the hype of the Raptors in a way. I think if he comes back, it's going to be a hell of a season next year. And I really think that coming back can not only help the Raptors, but help his career. Like, he's coming to a team that's not a dream team. Like, they're still going to have to work. Like, look at the Toronto Raptors. They're not a dream team, but they worked. Like, they worked hard. They worked their butts off to win that championship, and they did. And that's what I don't like about basketball. I don't like the dream teams. I think it's very boring to watch. Like not boring in a sense, it's unentertaining. Like, it's entertaining, but the results are boring. Like, you don't get some, like, out of the ordinary wins, but it is what it is at certain moments. But I just, being in town for when they won, like, it is ridiculous. Like, this is like the first championship. Well, take that back. Actually, the second championship, that, because I remember Toronto FC won a championship, but nobody really cared about that. Toronto FC is considered big. Yeah, they are, but like, they're not as big as like the Raptors or the Leafs. Now, going figure. I can only imagine what the city would do if like Toronto Maple Leafs won a Stanley Cup. And I remember I saw something online where it was like, would you give Toronto Maple Leafs going to Stanley Cup Finals a chance if the Toronto Raptors team got sold or something? And like 100%, yes, I would do that. I would love to see the Toronto Maple Leafs in Stanley Cup. No. We'll talk about the Toronto Maple Leafs in a different episode. But for now, we're just going to keep it on the Raptors. And guys, just going forward, I mentioned it's Huey's thoughts, but like going forward, I'm going to be talking mostly about Toronto stuff and like stuff in the news. But like, I just felt that on BYOB, I talked about Toronto quite a bit. And I really just wanted to continue talking about that because, I don't know, like, don't get me wrong, my time in Minnesota was great and I love Minnesota sports. And maybe one of the pods, you know, that's what I'll do. One of my upcoming 5 podcasts, I'll do it about Minnesota sports and like my experience with that. But like, other than that, I just really want to get people to know, like, life of a true Toronto sports fan. This is what I'm thinking, what a majority of people are thinking. Like, it's an awesome sports city. I don't think people realize that, and I want them to get aware of that. It's like, it's one of the best cities in the world, if not, I believe, in the world. Like, it's so hype. I remember just like watching the game, and it was like a 1 a.m. on Monday. I was coming home, and like from my brother's place watching, and people were going into bars and clubs, and I'm just like, after the Raptors game, and I was just like, geez, guys, like, you guys got work tomorrow. Like, your boss isn't gonna be happy when you show up pretty in a rough state. But anywho, that was just like my little take on it. This is it's a great time to be in Toronto. There's a lot of publicity. Stephen A. Smith, I don't know if you guys follow him, but he's a big ESPN basketball guy, but he's really voicing his opinion about Toronto. I'm pretty sure he doesn't want Toronto to win. Like, nobody wants Toronto to win. It's not good for the NBA viewers. Like, it's not good for their growth in the sport. But you know what? It is what it is. Toronto Raptors won, and they're doing great things for this city and this country. Well, that should be it. That's more or less an intro one, guys. I will touch base with you in the next one, and I'm sure it'll be another Toronto one. And coming straight from my car, yeah, it brings the uniqueness to this podcast. Thanks for listening, guys.